This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
House will come to order. Oops. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Susan Carr from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, and that will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led to us by Pages Logan Ellingson from Warner and Emma Pease from Aberdeen.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Please join me in prayer. Ruler of the universe, joy of creation, we humbly bow before you this day, mindful of your many gifts to us, mindful that we are but a passing generation upon this hallowed creation which you have entrusted to our care. This day we pray that you will teach us to follow your ways of wisdom, guide us to listen to one another, as many of the issues of our day will not be fixed with old solutions, but with a willingness to adapt and change our hearts, our minds, and ourselves to meet the challenges that you have set before us. In trust and hope, we lift our eyes to these beautiful hills that surround us, trusting again that you alone are our help and our saving, delivering grace. We cannot turn back. You have drawn us again into a new and uncertain future. So grant us courage and wisdom for the facing of this hour. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Bolin, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feikert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterell, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkema, Rounds, Rosam, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schrempf, Sly, Soley, Solem, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Stevens, Tolson, Verschio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willitson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Journal's approved. On behalf of Representative May, we have the government class from Bennett County here today in the back of the floor here, and accompanied by their teacher, Mrs. Smokoff. Let's help Representative May welcome them to the Capitol. Our doctor of the day here today is Dr. Blake Jones. Dr. Jones practices gastroenterology at Rapid City Medical Center. Received his medical degree from the University of Toronto in Canada and completed residencies at the Mayo Graduate School of Medicine in Rochester. Representative Zickman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. It is an honor and a pleasure for me to introduce a friend of mine and a friend of yours. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Art Zemiga. Dr. Zemiga is from Rapid City. He's a graduate of Harvard with a doctorate and master's. Served six governors. He served on the State Board of Education when he was appointed by the late Governor George Mickelson. He is a very good friend of Governor Mickelson's and the Mickelson family. I got to know him when he was on the State Board of Education. I was State Director for Adult Vocational and Technical Education. He, along with the rest of that State Board that year, that was the year 1987 when we started to move and make the changes with our now technical institutes, and Dr. Zimming was a part of that. He assisted in creating the VOTEC system in South Dakota. He's a former board member of South Dakota Commerce. He served as the Indian Education Director for Rapid City School System and currently has an alternative energy company for Native Americans. It's called Community, with the Community Tribes, and called WEASY. So, Dr. Zemiga, from me to you, from all of us, thank you for all your service that you have been on, provided with all the boards, etc. He's been very, very active in the state of South Dakota, folks. So please thank Dr. Zemiga.
Welcome to Capitol, Doctor.
Mr. Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to turn your eyes to the gallery up here. I wanted to say, I knew I was going to say that I have my accomplished eldest daughter here, and then after last night, who it also includes quite a little skill with a Glock 9, it turns out, my eldest daughter, Erin Schoenbeck, and the love of my life for almost three decades, my wife, Donna.
Welcome to the Capitol. Representative Mickelson.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure today to welcome to the gallery two people who've known me an awfully long time and mean a lot to me. My brother David is here in the audience. He is the president and CEO of Graham Tire, and he accompanied my mom, the former First Lady, Linda Mickelson, to appear today for a visit with some relatives and to visit all of you here in the chamber. So please welcome them.
Welcome to the Capitol. Representative Wallman, you announced a Top Gun contest for last night. Could you bring us up to date on just what happened over there?
Why, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the privilege. Well, as you might know, the Top Gun competition was last night, and I did indeed announce when it was, and I may have said a few words as you could not beat the previous year's champion, which was myself. A few of you caught on to that. Started off well last night. Good fundraiser. Ended up making to the championship with myself, representative from Lincoln County, and then your very own speaker. And it saddens me to say that I lost, representative from Lincoln County lost, but our very own speaker took the championship by force. I've never seen him so engaged and focused in my life. I tried to talk trash the entire night. He had none of that. So I want everyone to congratulate our new sheriff, our speaker, Speaker Wink.
Thank you, Representative. It was a fun event, and we had a lot of participation from the House, and we have an amazing set of shooters from the House. I think there was at least a dozen that scored out of a possible 50, a 48 or better, you know. And so it was any of those 12 could have won it. We just kind of lucked out. I bought this for the winner a few months ago, not expecting, I was hoped for, but I didn't really expect to win. I'll just keep it if it's all right with you. In addition to the top three, we have Representative Soli was tied for fourth place with Senate Secretary Kim Forgey. And they had a shoot-off also, and Representative Soli won that. So she got fourth place. Let's congratulate her. She shot a 49 and 9 bullseyes out of 10, so pretty stout. I called the Attorney General's office and last night raised $528 for CASA and $585 for the Kaiser family. So when you see the Attorney General, make sure and thank them for putting on the event. It's always a lot of participation, and it's enjoyable. And so we certainly appreciate him putting that on next every year. Okay, Chief Clerk. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1011 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1010 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar. Lee Qualm, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1097 and 1098 do pass and House Bill 1086 do pass as amended. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1073 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mike Verschiel, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1071 and 1087 and 1089 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1092 do pass as amended. Kristen A. Consett, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that Senate Bill 29 do pass and House Bill 1076 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Scott Munsterman, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 21, 28, and 57, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
House Bill 1093 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B-1.1.
Speaker approves that request on House Bill 1093. Consideration reports of committees.
Representative Gosch moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Commerce and Energy on House Bill 1031 and 1084, as found on pages 192 and 193 of the House Journal, also Judiciary on House Bill 1077, as found on page 193 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Second.
All those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. First reading of House bills. We're starting to get quite a few House bills here. For those from Bennett County, the high school students here, our Constitution calls for reading every bill at least twice. And this was before the days of the internet and the computer, and so our predecessors wanted to make sure that every legislator had an ample opportunity to read those bills and find out what's in them and to discuss them with other legislators. And but since we've got the computer, everything's online, and so it's very easy for our legislators of today to do that and see what's there. So this will act as our first reading, but they'll all be reading at the same time, and they're reading over each other. But that's what we're, and this will serve as our first reading in this modern day of technology.
House Bill 1165, an act to repeal the requirement for a marriage license and to provide for a marriage certificate. House Bill 1166, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the penalty for identity theft while using an unauthorized credit card. House Bill 1167, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the use of a suspended imposition of sentence for a misdemeanor and a felony. House Bill 1168, an act to allow students to participate in sexuality education with parental permission. House Bill 1169, an act to allow a school district to operate an attendance center within another school district. House Bill 1170, an act to make an appropriation to reimburse certain eligible health care professionals who have complied with the requirements of the Rural Health Care Facility Recruitment Assistance Program.
To the Committee of Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bill 1151. To Appropriations, House Bill 1159. To Commerce, House Bills 1142, 1152, and 1154. To Education, House Bill 1136, 1146, 1147, and 1148. To Health and Human Services, House Bill 1141 and 1162. To Judiciary, House Bills 1135 and 1139. To Local Government, House Bill 1140, 1149, 1156. To State Affairs, House Bill 1138, 1143, 1144, 1145, 1153, 1155, 1157, 1158, 1161, 1163. To Taxation, House Bills 1150 and 1160. And to Transportation, House Bills 1137 and 1164. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 21, an act to define a child advocacy center for the purpose of addressing child maltreatment. Senate Bill 57, an act to redefine the term written agreement relating to contracts between a debtor and a creditor.
Senate assigns to the Commerce Committee, Senate Bill 57. To Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 28, and Judiciary, Senate Bill 21. Second reading of consent calendar items.
Senate Bill 32, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2015. Senate Bill 37, an act to adopt the 2015 edition of the Uniform Plumbing Code. Senate Bill 40, an act to revise signature and seal requirements for the Board of Technical Professions. And Senate Bill 41, an act to revise certain provisions related to the Board of Technical Professions.
Consent calendar bills having had their second reading are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Deutsch, Dryden, Klum, Langer, May, Ramkema, Rosum, Stalzer. Ramkema is excused. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 67 yeas, 3 excused.
Consent bills having received a majority vote of the members elect are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Representative Gosch, do you have a motion for the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and congratulations, sir. You look very fine today as well. I would move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to Tuesday, the 13th legislative day.
All in favor of the Gosch motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Announcements? Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be House transportation Tuesday at 10:15 a.m.
10:15. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no, I repeat, no tax on Tuesday morning. So watch the weather. I understand we have some weather coming in first part of next week, so make your travel plans accordingly. But no tax on Tuesday.
No tax on Tuesday. Okay. Representative Musterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services, 7:45 a.m. Tuesday morning. See you there.
Very good. Representative Klum.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Ag will be at 7:45 on Tuesday.
7:45 on Tuesday, House Ag. Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Local government, 10 a.m. Tuesday.
10 a.m. Tuesday, local government. Any more announcements? Representative Stalzer.
Yes, the enhanced concealed carry permit class on Monday will be up on fourth floor in the, I think it's 414 committee room where State Affairs meets. We'll start at noon, and we will probably finish somewhere between 4 and 5 o'clock.
Starts at noon?
Yes.
Where does the live fire take place?
Okay, we will discuss that then. We will do it at the DCI. But we do have to work out schedules, and that's going to coordinate between the House schedule and DCI's schedule, and we'll work that out after the classroom.
Noon on, what did you say, 4:14?
Right, on Monday.
Very good. Thank you. Any more announcements? Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, before February 1st, get your fishing license renewed. Thank you.
Okay. Any further announcements? Representative Anderson, I think entertain a motion.
Mr. Sheriff.
Is there a second? All in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
No.
We are adjourned. Safe travels.